Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good morning and happy Saturday. Saturday morning on Blog Talk Radio here with Spirit Talk. I am Angel, and I'm so excited to have our guest this morning, Elizabeth Summers, who is a master esoteric numerologist and medium. So everyone say hello to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth, say hello to everyone.
Hi, Angel, and hi to everyone who's listening. And thank you, darling, for having me on your Saturday show.
It's so exciting to have you here. One of the things that I love getting is getting different types of practitioners from the community in, and it's not often that you find someone who has the gift of intuition through mediumship and then the skills with numerology and putting them together to build an interesting blend of skills. So I really love to hear about, you know, what brought you to the table here where you have your mediumship and you have your numerology and you put them together. How did that come to be for you?
Years ago, and many of us experienced this in 1988 thereabouts, we went through what is called astrologically a harmonic convergence. And I became curious, and I think this is how spirit works. We kind of get our little toes tickled. We become curious about, well, how about this and how about that? And my husband gave me a deck of the ancient tarot and Rider-Waite in deck interpretations, and then I studied astrology, and then I became interested in various tools, the runes and what have you, yes to this, no to that, and then attended channeling seminars for trans-channeler. So anyway, I was just dabbling in everything, folks. And therefore, one afternoon, I had a personal channeling session with a man I'll never forget, Dan Cheesebow. He belonged to the Order of Melchizedek. And I was there for a personal channeling, and a guy came through and said, now I was to begin my numerology work. And I tell you, Angel, I had not a clue what the hey he was talking about. And the channeler gave me the title of a book, which I still use today, that combines astrology, tarot, and ancient esoteric numerology. And that got me started. I was hooked. 45, 50 books later, here I am. This is my profession. I do this all day long, several days a week. And in my work, the difference is that in my work, I look at a person's astrology, and the numbers 1 through 78 correlate to the ancient tarot and the Hebrew Kabbalah, and I bring that into my readings. And if you look at it this way, folks, the basic numbers that you find all over the internet are like the basic black dress. The work that I do takes that basic black dress and puts jewelry, spiritual,
ooh,
energetic interpretation jewelry on that basic black dress.
Okay,
so
you got my
I
attention.
Record everything. Everything's recorded. I know, because you're going to... I never shut up. I mean, I talk and I talk and I have whatever, because when I do this work for my people, that I love my work, I love my people, Angel, I do 4 pages of these ancient formulas. The numbers have no power. They are codes like a stenographer shorthand or what have you. They're a language to me that I know how to interpret. I know how to translate these numbers into actuality. And, you know, what we write on paper, it's called numerals. And numerals represent quantities. 6 dozen of this, 12 of that, 4,000 of this. But numbers represent qualities. And the qualities of the person and who they are as a soul and what are their gifts and what's happening now. And that's what I translate in the 4 pages that I do, and nothing is computerized. You know, I had a client one time bring to me a computerized something she got off the internet. And I tell you, Angel, I sat there and I couldn't figure it out. And so 4 pages all by hand, because when I'm done, I feel that person. I know what's going on. When are they changing? Are they in transition? Is this a new beginning? Is this an ending? And that's what I try to help them with all my readings on my website.
Okay.
Which is ElizabethSummers.com, folks.
So you've got, and I'm looking at your website. I was looking at the website earlier as I was preparing for the show, and you've got a lot of information on the website.
Yes.
As tools for your clients and potential clients. And it's really kind of interesting. It reminds me of like a school. Like, it looks like you've got homework. You've got all kinds of information here. Talk to me, or talk to the listeners here, a little bit about why you provide so much information outside of just having someone, you know, just reach out to you and talk to you.
Because I believe firmly that when a person comes to me for a reading, when they pick up the phone or they send me an email, their soul is ready for any information that I am being used to give to them. It's not about Elizabeth. I'm the mouthpiece. And I have blessed to have this gift of pulling their storylines together, their 2017-18 storylines in a transit reading, or their blueprint storylines to have them understand what the big picture is. Every soul puts together its own storyline, that all we're doing is playing it out chapter by chapter by chapter, from beginning of life to end of life. And it has little stumbling blocks in there, and karma codes show up and what have you. And I believe that the more information I can help them with, then they, with their free will make their own decisions as to what to do with their lives. And
right.
So I teach workshops. I have a workbook on there they can have. I have cards. I have whatever I can do to empower them to move forward in their lives. Case closed.
Awesome. It's really cool. So when I work with you as a potential client, I don't just have this reading that you provided, whether it's on file or you allow me to record it. I can go now and pop in and take advantage of these tools, which I would imagine adds to the reading. And then you probably have a lot of people then that have been with you for a while, because you provide something for them.
Bless their hearts.
That's
bless
awesome.
Bless their hearts. Long, over 25 plus years. And I have clients that go clear back to 2003. I'm just,
ooh,
bless their hearts. That's all I can say. And you know, when a client calls me on the phone, 99.9% of all my work is on the phone, Angel, because it's nationwide and also international. I have clients in Australia and various parts of Europe. I'm very blessed with that. I record everything. I mean, once I open that reading up, I put the blessings, I put instructions, a technical where I got everything from. I mean, I'm just not pulling it out of the air. And then I start talking to them about them. I record everything. Right after the reading, I send immediately to their inbox the download of that reading so they can re-listen to it, because it's too much. I mean, you're looking at 35, 45 minutes of me just talking to them about them. Too much to comprehend, and nobody can write fast enough to keep up with my talking, Angel. They cannot do it. I don't care what anybody says. And then I burn a CD for them, and they get a CD in the mail, and they get additional paperwork emailed to them or printed for them, depending upon which reading they order. I mean, I load them up. That's just the way it is.
Beautiful. So I'm very fascinated. I want to talk about the numerology piece because I've had a few numerologists on, and I've been lucky enough to get different people from kind of with different takes on numerology that would make it a little more deeper process. So it's not just about your number, here's some information, but I haven't had anybody that combines it with the way that you combine it. So what is it that as a numerology consultant, what am I getting? Why is it important that I have a process around looking at the numbers that are associated with my life to help me move forward in the direction I want to go?
Well, going back to our basic black dress, a six is a six is a six. An eight is an eight is an eight. The basic interpretation of that is it in a nutshell. However, in the work that I do, is it a six, which is the Lover's card in Tarot, that helps me share with my listener, my client, the expanded scene from the soul's perspective. I look at things from the soul's perspective first, then the emotions are used by the soul to get us to learn our lessons. And this is where most of us get hung up on that emotional layer. And then when we don't get it that way, our soul moves it out into the environment and slaps us up in the face. And that's when many people come to me, they're just strung out. So back to our six, basic number six, basic black dress. But is it a 15-6 in their chart, which is the Devil card that has to do with relationships and choices? Is it a 24-6, which is the Queen of Wands, which says they're all dealing with career and day in, day out during this particular time of their life? 33-6, especially if it is their life path number, month, day, and year of birth, instead of a master healer. I interpret, as I work through these formulas, all by hand, I come up with compound numbers. 15 is a compound number. 33
okay.
is a double number. And my interpretations go all the way up to 99. Not just 11, 22, 33. That's basically all over the internet. I go all the way up, 44, 55, 66, 77, 88, 99. And helping that person understand who they are as a soul. And so what in my, too, the Tarot interpretations, the ancient Tarot interpretations, I'm able to, I don't want to use the word pigeonhole, but I mean pigeonhole. Put them in a slot. Are they dealing with, there are four major categories in Tarot, cups, emotional things, Wands, career, day in, day out things. Swords, oh my gosh, this is just awful things. And pentacles, which rarely shows up in charts. And so, and then you have the major arcana, which are the major lessons in life. They just kind of show up on your doorstep, and I help them deal with the issue. But everything, the thing that I try to help people understand is that everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Well, nothing is forever. But if you are sloshing around like a pig in slop in your life, totally confused by the mud puddle, you cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel. You can't see when that ending is. And more importantly, why am I in this mud puddle in the first place? What am I learning from this mud puddle? And I've had so many clients say to me, over the course of years, well, I'm a six, I'm a three, I'm a two, I'm a what? No, you are not. They are adding the month, day, and year of birth, which is like a plot line in the novel that every soul creates, characters, chapters, verses, timelines, before they were born. And they've pulled into their life karmic group partners. I call them their best buds, good, bad, or indifferent. And so know that that is not who you are, that month, day, and year of birth. That is the issue, that your soul creates this plot line, chapters, in order to spiritually grow and improve upon. Improve upon. It's not who you are. Who a person really is as a soul comes from their vows. Who are your? What are your vows in your birth name? The vows are the emotional signals. It tells me who that person was in past lifetimes, the memory of which is now brought forth into this lifetime emotionally, that they're working with like tools in a toolbox. And your birth certificate name is your toolbox. Every letter is assigned numbers 1 through 9, but here I also incorporate a 5,000-year-old numerology system, the Chaldean system, numbers 1 through 8, which I love that system, especially in blueprint readings. It takes me deep, Angel, deep,
wow,
into past lives that are impacting upon this lifetime. What are your tools? And you have the birth certificate name is the toolbox of memories. And as you say, and every soul names itself before it's born. It telepathically goes to the soul or souls of the person who eventually names it as a human, usually the mother. The spiritual connection is between the soul of the mother and the soul of the child. And that is why many souls, when they are dying, they'll call for their mothers. Or those football players on the bench as the camera's going around, they say, hi, Mom. They're not saying, hi, Dad, hi, brother, hi, sister, hi, Mom, the sort of thing. Every soul telepathically communicates before birth the name that it wants to use as a human. Now, as particularly we women, but anybody, when we change a name, they get married, they do this, and esoteric numerologists strongly suggest hyphenated the last name on the birth certificate, hyphen, and the name of the partner, because the first name of everybody's chart, of everybody's birth name is their human being name, their attitudes, their behaviors that they're bringing into this lifetime. The middle name is the emotional suitcase, the baggage you're bringing in here. The third name is your spiritual suitcase that every soul inherits from the father's spiritual DNA. Therefore, if a woman totally drops her birth name and totally takes on his, she is absorbing more into her life his spiritual growth systems also. And so an additional name that we would take in addition to our birth name is called an angle of development. And it adds to the energy fields, maybe missing memories and issues from other lifetimes. Sometimes it throws it in total overload. I've had many women across my career who call me and say, you know, I'm getting a divorce and I think I want to go back to my other name and whatever. Can you work on this and let me know and whatever? 9 times out of 10, I'll say that go back because this one created fury. Sometimes I say, no, this is a goodie. This is going to help you. And, you know, he might not or she might not, but that last name are the spiritual codes. And we go through 3 big lanes of life, 1 to 20, to 1 to about 30 as we get on the other side of our first Saturn return. Then from 30 to 55 about, and that's our middle lane of life called our power years. That's where the soul really bears down, really works on its growth spiritually as a soul. And then the third lane of life It's called the Wisdom Years, and that's when we're supposed to give back to humanity wisdom that we have as souls accrued over this lifetime. And there are so many pieces of the puzzle of the person, and I say to them, think of a board puzzle, and you up dump on a card table a box to put together a board, and you get millions of pieces. Oh my God, where am I going to begin? And the first thing you do is you approach that framework. You put that framework of that puzzle together, which is a natal reading I do, or a blueprint reading. What's the framework of this life? And then piece by piece by piece by piece, you start filling in the puzzle, filling in the puzzle. And those are the transit readings that I do. 4 pages, all recorded, 35, 40 minutes, me talking to you personally.
That's a lot of information. But I have to say something here as I was looking at all this information when I, while you were explaining all these really cool options and the deepness of the process. Elizabeth, you're quite affordable in the world of tarot, mediumship, and numerology. I think
I
need to give you a minute to talk about that so that people can understand that working with you it sounds like it would be costly just listening to the wealth of knowledge and listening to you describe it. But as I look at your website, you are quite affordable. I want you to talk about why you are connecting to the community the way you are. And maintaining a level of affordability for people.
Well, Angel, I must tell you, in all the years I've been a guest on many people's show, I've never been asked that question.
I try to be different.
Well, with that question, you are, darling. What can I say? Well, my attitude is that my abundance comes from Mother, Father, God, that I live in an abundant universe. I practice a spiritual life. I teach the ancient I Ching, which is a Chinese philosophy of acceptance and moving forward and peacefulness. And therefore, I know that what I need will come to me if it is for my highest good and greatest joy in this moment of time. And I do teach people how to do that with my classes that I teach. And so I'm not focused on the money. The universe knows that we as humans in our human experience needs, we have bills, we have to survive, we have to make money to take care of ourselves and what have you. Yes, it is more important for me personally knowing that what I have comes to me and I will create it. Thought is energy. If I'm supposed to have it, it shows up. And my issue, because I'm an Aries, I'm a fire sign, my issue is to let go and let the universe do its thing. You know what I mean? Instead of cranking it out myself. It's more important for me to help other people know their soul's journey so that they can live a life in peace as I do. And so therefore, money is simply an energy that means energy out, energy in. I am giving my people my energy, my knowledge, my wisdom for their sake. I already know this stuff. You know what I mean? For their sake. But in justice, people who want my services must give me their energy back from the universe. If not, that becomes usury. That is a karmic code 14.5 that they will suffer the consequences of. And therefore, it needs to be an energy exchange. I will give you tons of information. I'll tell you, girl, it's like going to a therapist. Tons of information. But my client, need to give me your energy back. And the energy that I accept back from you in exchange is money. And so I try to keep it as reasonable as possible. I work nonstop. I'm on the radio with you today. I have three clients after you. It is nonstop. I do have times where I will not do readings, and I very much set my boundaries. I've learned that over the years. And if I have to work overtime with my people, I will. And people frequently will come to me in crisis. No, not everybody's in crisis. People are just curious. Give me information. Okay, fine. And then the cool thing is I really try to stay in touch with my people, as you can see on my website. Folks, if listening, if you go to my homepage on my website, there's a right sidebar. Sign up for my newsletter. Every single day I send out to the inbox. And it's on Facebook also. And I have YouTube radio shows, of other radio shows that I do. Anyway, sign up for that. Every day I send out 31, every day, the energy of the day. If it's a five-day, I have a whole article there of a five-day, and I have my video about the number five on my daily number wisdoms also. It's free. Sign up for my newsletters. We're moving into a Mercury retrograde, which we're in the pre-shadow. I write about that. I write about this. I write about anything, spiritual guidance, anything that I come across, I get so excited about. It's like I have thousands and thousands of little children out there that I just want to talk to and give them what I know I want them to know. And what they do with it, I'm not responsible for, but I shared it. So that's why I'm affordable. And I agree with you. And I'm really, and I see my clients within 1 to 2 weeks. None of this 4 months, 6 months down the road. No, that's not the way I work. No, 1 to 2 weeks. That's it. You'll hear from me, and we'll do our reading. All you have to do is pick what you want on my website, ElizabethSummers.com, numerology reading. Scroll down. I offer several. I'm also psychic intuitive work. I'm very blessed to be a psychic and a medium. And people contact me. Not everybody wants at any time a full angel, a full numerology reading. But stuff comes up in their life, and they have a couple questions that they really want help from spirit to give them some guidance. I don't do predictions, but I do clarification. People know that they know that they know, but for some reason they don't have confidence in themselves to know, to believe that they know that they know. And when they call me, they come with a couple questions. It's right there, psychic, intuitive, you can see it. And I open up the channels, my guides, theirs, guys. I record everything. They get a CD. And I help them with their questions from the spirit world. Again, I'm just the mouthpiece. And then I love, 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 love also being a medium. I love talking to folks on the other side. And sometimes they bebop into my office uninvited, and I have to kind of sit them down a little bit. But if you want to connect to your loved ones in the spirit world, I love that. And everything is recorded. All you have to do is go to that page. All the directions are there. And, you know, when I spoke with my webmaster, when we've created this website, and it's always in production. I mean, my articles are there, my newsletters are there, my special offers are there, everything is, I said, please, as simple, simple, simple as possible. Because I can't speak for you, Angel, but I can speak for myself. I am not a confuser with bang, ding, dang, whatever. And I have a lot of older clients who I think were the best commercial on television was this woman who's the car commercial, but she's on the cell phone with her mom, and she says, no, Mom, Wi-Fi is not a question. It's a thing. And that's the way it is with a lot of older people. And so it's simple. Pay for it with your credit card. You'll get notice, and I call my people within 24 hours to schedule them.
Awesome.
That's it. Love my work.
I can feel your energy. I can feel that you love your work. And I believe I was looking through my information here. You had mentioned that you have something, an offering for the listeners today. Since you went through and talked about what you offer and we talked about your affordability, you have something special that if people are listening, they can engage with you because they got up early in the morning and heard you on the radio today.
Well, I do. And, you know, I used to live in California, Northern California, from Redding for a few years.
Oh,
so,
over there near Shasta.
And my son just moved here from L.A. after 12, 13 years. So, but anyway, here is, and this is only for the month of August, folks, so hop on it. On my, and this is free to you, and it's not hard, it's a couple steps, but, okay, for many years, I've had my own radio show on Blog Talk, interestingly enough, and all of many, 40-plus of those radio shows that I did called The Magical World of Numbers is on my website, lisbethsummers.com. It'll say radio shows. And so here's my gift to you as listening to me. You go on that, my website, lisbethsummers.com, Summers like the season, S-U-M-M-E-R. Go on the menu bar where it says radio shows. Scroll down. Pick one topic that tickles your toes, that you want more information about. Select that. Go to my contact page on the menu bar. Contact Elizabeth. Fill in your email and your phone number and whatever. You don't have to fill the whole thing out. But down on the message, tell me what show you would like me to email to you. And off it goes on the wings of angels into your inbox.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the listeners can go to your website and they'll get a message from you for free?
They'll pick a radio show. That's right. They have to pick whatever radio show they want to listen to. One of my radio shows that has 40-plus topics, all they have to do is pick a topic that they would want to hear my radio show like yours is, my hour radio show called The Magical World of Numbers. Pick it. Go over there to the contact Elizabeth. I need your email address, your name, your email address, phone number in case the email doesn't go through. And then go down where it says messages and just put in the title that you want me to send to you. And I'll send it to you for free. A whole radio show on a topic that
really
you want.
That's super cool. That's really super cool. And there's lots of topics here. There's one here that fascinates me. It is the number 9, forgiveness, victim, or victor.
Yeah.
So That one
that's powerful.
Powerful, yeah. And so,
well, you go ahead and order that, girl, and I'll send it on to you.
Oh, note to self.
Put it. All I need on that contact page is 4 things. I need your name, your email address, your phone number, in case I screw up the email or something's not right. And down there on the bottom is a little box on that page that says messages, and tell me what you want in there. Yeah. And if you absolutely loved our show together with Angel, tell me that you have been listening to Angel's show, and the two of us are just having a jolly old time here with lots of good stuff. Put that in there so I know what show you're coming from. And this offer is only for the month of August.
That's a beautiful offer. Thank you for offering that, listeners. And there's a lot of listeners out there right now. So if you are on the line here listening on your phone, or if you're on the website, get in touch with Elizabeth. And it is her name, Elizabeth Summers, like winter, spring, summer, and fall. And you also see her linked right there on the page. I've got her website linked onto the New Age Guild page right there on the home page. You'll see her right there. So I want to, before we start talking to people, because I want to give you an opportunity to engage with people, I wanted to tap into something you said when you were telling your story that delighted me, because we share such an interesting story of discovery. And you went through what I call the renaissance of metaphysics back in the 80s and the 90s when it was just popping. And
yes.
There was so much going on. And I want to go back to Melchizedek and, oh, God, what else you said? Just all the wonderful stuff I don't hear a lot of anymore. But at the same time, it's starting this old knowledge is starting to pop back up again. The Acacia
yes,
records and all that stuff. So I wanted to get your take on that and like what you have to share in your opinions or your observations as the new order is going back to the old order in the knowledge.
The bottom line as a soul is the answers are within. The answers are within. For so long, people are looking out there and out there and out there for their guidance of where they're going, what they're doing. And my work is helping to identify that for them. And then once they get that, I'm telling you, they just take off on their bicycles of life fabulously. The ancient Chaldeans, Pythagoras that developed what is Monday numerology, 1 through 9, he really is an ascended master. His real name in spirit is Kasumi. And he came into human form. He's come several times. He came as St. Francis of Assisi. He came as Bartholomew, one of the apostles. When he came into human form, he took the name of Pythagoras. He believed in mathematics as well as metaphysics. And his teachings and his mystery schools, which I would have never lasted because you had to experience 5 years of silence. Well, forget that kind of thing. I would have never made it. But he believed, and his formulas I use mostly in transit readings, calendar readings, time-oriented readings. And speaking of that issue, esoteric spiritual numerology does not go from January to December as a personal year transit. It does not. This work was developed 2,600 years ago, 5,000 years ago, and the journey of the soul begins at the month of the birthday, the month that soul touched down as a soul. The month, my birthday is in April. So from April of 2017 to March of 2018 is my personal transit year. Now, having said that, 3 months before the actual month of the birthday, and I have an early birthday, so starting in January and then intensifying February and then intensifying March, and then, hello, we have coffee in the month of April. Those early birthdays do coincide with a much more mundane numerology information that is all over the internet. But as a soul, it begins your new energy field of the life experience for, we go in 9-year cycles, which is what I'll do readings on today for your listeners. 9-year cycles, 9-year cycles from the birth month of 1 year to the birth month of the other year. And therefore, Kasumi taught that Pythagoras taught that the universe works in a orderly fashion that he assigned his numerological formulas to. And numerology is the easiest esoteric science to learn. That's why in my store on my website you can order my workbook that I created for beginners. You know, some people like to do their own thing. Okay, that's fine. The formulas are easy. The interpretation of them, that's where the research, that's where more study has to be for whoever's doing it. Anyway, his work is much more mundane, day in, day out, calendar oriented. The Chaldeans are much more deeper spiritual oriented. I pull the two of them together in the work that I do. Well, those folks, 2,600 years ago, those folks, back in the Middle Ages and the 5000s, they didn't have computers. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have all this noise filling up. They were able to be in silence. What people need to grab hold of is silence. Turn off the radio. Turn off the whatever. Because the answers are within. And so what I try to do is get them to get in touch with their within, where the answers are. And that is why there is a return in the Aquarian age to the within, to the listening to the within.
Wow.
And that's why we're going back.
Well, we're going back. That was really powerful. Well, I'd like to give you an opportunity to talk to some of the callers. You have quite a few people here waiting for you, so I don't know what you need them to say or what you want from them. So I thought you'd set some tone before we start getting them. Look at her. I can hear you preparing yourself.
I know. I'm getting so excited. So what I'm doing, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Angel. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're both very excited.
We go in 9-year cycles as human entities. 9-year cycles, 9-year cycles. That goes from your birth month of 1 year to what I just explained. And so what I'm doing today is when the caller calls in, and come on fast because we don't have a lot of time here, and come on loud because some of you are in Massachusetts, some in Colorado, Angel's in California. My heavens, we need a satellite dish. And so, come on, I need your first and your middle name, your month, day, and year of birth, and how old you are. And while you're giving me that, I'm going to be talking to see what year you are in your personal year, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. And then I'm also, if I can, be looking at the compound or double numbers to see tarot-wise where you are. So let's see who our first caller is.
And
Angel,
there you
you're
go.
In charge.
Yes, I am in charge. I have the power, the magic wand. Good morning. You're on the air with Elizabeth. Who are we speaking to? Hello?
Well, we're speaking to Jay.
You got her. It's all Jay's all yours, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Jay, what's your first name?
J-A-Y.
Yeah, and your middle name?
I'll spell it out for you. Y-U-K-I-M-I.
Okay, let's just deal with that right now, honey. And your month, day, and year of birth.
Sure. I'm an Aries, March 24th, 1964.
And how old are you?
53.
Okay. So you are approaching a time in your life where everybody who's listening is 55 years of age, and know that at 55 years of age, every soul begins, it's called a plateau of life. There are several of them in life, 28, 37, 46, 55, 64, 72, 73, and 82. Those are times where your soul energetically is like a farmer planting seeds. It usually takes to the following year for it to, like, blossom. Hello. And so you are approaching that 55 of new directions, new beginnings. In this whole lifetime, Jay, and I'm not even going to attempt your middle name, bless your heart, know that your birthday number of a 24 is beautiful. This is a loving, nurturing, caring vibration. You are here to achieve. When I add the month of a person's birth to the day of their birth, that gives me what is called their achievement number. I suggest that you have drawn into your life old relationships from other lifetimes that have come in to finish the relationship on some level. And that's not just romantic. That is also business. It can be a little tumultuous, if you will. And your birthday number is just a beautiful little love bucket. Healer, nurture, caring person. The why of your middle name, however, is what I call Greta Garbo. It's a loner vibration emotionally. You are in year one of a brand new 9-year cycle. And Aries are very powerful entrepreneurs. It takes them a while to find their princesses and princes, if you will, and know that you are in year one of your current 9-year cycle, and lo and behold, it is a 10-1, which is the wheel of good fortune. Hello. And it's a 28-1, which is the Two of Wands in Tarot. That has to do with the general theme of your life, has to do with the suit of, for this year, has to do with the suit of a wand, career, day in, day out. And for those listeners that still have not had their birthday was still last year, they can wind up in a totally different suit in the formula because their birthday's last year. Those that are starting to have their birthdays in 2017, there is a formula shift that can bounce people into totally new themes of their lives. They might have been going through storms, and now they'll move into cups. Or they've been in cups, and now they're going to wands. I don't know where you were, honey, because I didn't calculate backwards, but I am telling you that you are under the Two of Wands, and the month of August is about endings, finishing, and completions. So just stay neutral and detached with the Mercury retrograde and the eclipses, just like on your way through it. But I am telling you, September, October, November, December, you enter in a totally new ball game, and there is where your partnerships are. You move into the suit of cups, partnerships, personal, emotional, or business partnerships. The best is yet to come. Okay?
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so
perfect.
Much.
Perfect.
Thank you for calling. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks, Angel.
You bet.
That was really cool. And so you look at what the person's got going on in the space that they're in. So that's what I heard was like, this is the I want to say, like you're entering a door into a different room in your life right now. And this is the potential of what's going to be coming your way. Should you be open to allowing it to happen? Does that make sense?
That's right. That's right. We go in 9-year cycles from birth to death out of this lifetime. And several of the 9-year cycles, I'm able to tell people the exact theme that they're plowing through for 9 years and give them insight. And they're called Pentacles of Success. I call them the four hoop-de-doos because they always land up successfully. But now Jay is beginning a brand new 9-year cycle, and these are what I just told him are the issues and things specific to this year, age 50, whatever he said, 53, I think he said. Yeah, 54, different ballgame. Five, big, Jay, if you're listening, your big year is going to be age 56. You heard it here first.
Oh, I like
big
it. So
change.
I'm going to take another caller for you. So you got someone here on the air. You're on the air. Thank you for holding. Who are you speaking to?
Hi, great. Thank you. My name is Julia Marie. My birthday
and
is
your
September 16th.
What is it?
September.
November? September.
September 16th.
Yes.
And I'm 55.
And what year were you born?
1961.
Okay. And you are
and I'm
55. So you just heard what I said about 55. This is how exciting is this? And so now I know we're going to see you're in a 2-year, I mean in a 6-year. But one thing I want to see here is
wait a minute. I don't know if you heard it right. September 16th.
Yeah. 1961.
Okay. 1961.
Yeah. No. All right. So just hang with me here, Julia, now, okay? So I know, because I'm going to start interpreting some things for you.
Okay.
55 years of age, new direction, new beginning. All right, just the seeds. This is not harvest time. We're not harvesting the corn on the cob. You need to know that the best is yet to come from what I see here for you. Because at 57, Remember I talked about those three lanes of life? Well, for you, at age 57, but 58, 59, 60. Now, 58 to 60 is going to be really important for you in a good way. New beginnings, new direction, what have you. But everybody who's listening, everybody between the age of 28 and 30 and the age of 58 to 60 goes through a Saturn return, which is the pruning of your life. The hedge clippers come out. The clippers on the trees come out of your life, and you'll decide yes to this, no to that, something else. And so that is ahead of you, and your third lane of life is the star card, new direction, new lease on life. It's not going to be spontaneous combustion, but it will be absolutely far better.
Yay. I'm ready for far better. Hello?
I lost her. I did. I lost her. Her call dropped, so we have to wait for her to call back. And she was right in the middle of the most amazing information, too. So I'm sure she'll be popping back on here in a second. Technology does that from time to time. So
I'm thinking, did I drop?
Nope, you didn't drop. I see it right here where she dropped. So give me a second, okay? Hold on. I had some music to put on for you guys while we wait to get her back online here. She may not know she's dropped. That's why I'm trying to reach out to her,
yeah,
because she may be talking about this amazing thing that she was giving you. So I'm trying to poke at her. So, how are you liking the information so far? It sounds like a really awesome reading.
Yes. I know. I just, when she mentioned 55, I was like, "Ooh, wait a minute, hold up, I'm 55."
I know. that is something I have never heard before, so it was really cool, kind of hearing that. Here we go. There you are.
And
there she is.
I'm here. I know we had a little hiccup. I mean, I think Julia's just
so excited. She was so excited.
I know. Okay. So I will tell you that you are in, now we go in nine-year cycles. You are in year six of your current nine-year cycle. And this has to do with relationships. And relationships that, hold on just a minute. My finger got caught in the calculator, so hold on. Wait, I was getting so excited. And September, okay. Okay, that's right. No, you're not in year six. You are in year seven. Now, year seven is called the vacation year. And this started in last September and will go all the way to August, where we are now. This year is starting to weaken energetically. A seven year is about choices. It is about situations that have to do with, did you move this year? Were you thinking about moving this year?
Yes, I'm actually thinking about it, and I'm hoping to move before the end of the year, so yeah.
Yes, I think you will. I think you will, okay? Because there's choices here. That you have had a lot of choices, and the choice is going to be yours, honey. No one's going to have a gun at your head. But all right, so that makes sense to me. You are finishing, and your birthday is here in September, and this reading here is in August, which says now you're approaching your 8 year of money, business, property, power, real estate. How exciting is that? So right online, and it looks very good for you. Looks good for you, and know that I think September, especially after the 17th, 15th, 16th, 17th, you should be able to see, because that Mercury retrograde is going to be over for pretty much for everybody. I think it looks very good for you to bust a move September, October, November, December in there. Yes, I do. And it can come right out of the box. So you go, girl, okay?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Before you cut off, you were mentioning the star. I didn't know, because you cut off as you said the star. So I didn't
your third lane of life, which kicks in at 58, 59, 60 for the rest of your life, is ruled by your birth year, influence of your birth year. Right now you're under the influence of your birth day. But your birth year influence will start to kick in then, and that's the beautiful star card. Your birth year adds to a 17-8, money, business, property, power, real estate. And the 17-8 star card says new lease on life, new direction, new opportunities. I'd like to see you get into your 60s before that really is going to anchor in, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Yay.
Awesome. You're on your way.
On your way.
Start packing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, and thank you, Angel.
You're welcome. Have a fantastic Saturday.
Sign up for my newsletter. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, you did already. Bless your heart.
I'm going to try and get one more person in here. You don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to give it a shot because you cut off. I want to see if we can. So good morning. You're on the air with Elizabeth. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy Sacramento.
Hello, Wendy. Wendy.
Wendy, what's your middle name?
Susan.
Okay, Susan. And because we have to do this quickly, I want to get as much in. I want to see what personal year you're in. What is your month and day and year of birth?
July 6, 1951. I am 66 years old.
Okay. Oh, you're just a young chicken. Okay, so 16, are you single?
Yes.
Yes, I see that. I see that the 16-7 indicated that you're in your third lane of life. And let's just see real quick. You just had a birthday. You're a Cancerian. And the year that you were in is travel. Travel. You're in a 5 year of change. And it is about traveling, marketing, publishing, advertising. I want you to physically move your body as much as possible. And really, this is very good for you. This is very nice for you, Wendy. Know that it's. Are you planning any trips or anything?
No, I hope to restart my job in September. I started a job the day before my birthday,
and you will.
Oh, they will. Start in September.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I do see definitely from now and for the rest. I see work, career, job. It looks good for you, honey. Okay? You just be sure that you're not abused by any relationship inordinately. Work and personal relationship.
Oh, I will.
I know. Okay? We're all done, Wendy, because Angel is going to put on her wings and fly away here.
Will I keep the job for at least 3 years?
I can predict that.
Okay.
I can predict that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I appreciate your.
Okay, here we are. 90 seconds. It is time for you, Elizabeth, to give your call to action to the listeners in the final seconds of the show.
Excellent.
To visit you.
I love being on with you, baby girl. We're going to do much more together. Go to everybody who's listening, please go to ElizabethSummers.com. Go all over the menu bar. Sign up for my newsletters that are free so that I can keep in touch with you and you with me. And I'm just an email away, a phone call away. And I am so grateful for, Angel, this opportunity to visit with you and your people.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And, again, I'm looking forward to working with you in the future. And I want to let everybody know, again, visit her website. She's got the wonderful offering for you. I'm very excited to look on here and get my own little offering to hear what you have to say on the radio program. But thank you. It was a delight having you here. And I'm looking forward to having you again. Thank you so much. And I'm going to let you go because you say you got readings right now because, girl, you're busy.
All right, blessings. Goodbye, everybody.
Blessings. And goodbye.
You
can have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from a